when I speak. I don't know what I did tonight. Kadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, wanted me to lose my notes. So, Yitz Hashem, it'll come out good, but it'll come more from the heart, I guess, than ever. I know when Rabbi Glazer called me on Thursday and asked me to come tonight, I asked him, you know, what can I speak about? Can I speak about Rosh Hashanah? So he told me it's not really in the air yet. So I want to tell you something. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, Amar Rav Chisda, Melech B'tzibor, Melech Nichnas Tchila L'din. When you have a king and a tzibor, the king is the first one who goes in for the din. The Gemara gives a couple of reasons for that. One reason the Gemara gives is because L'chvayda, he's the king. But the Gemara gives another reason. It says, the reason is, Mikame Delipush Charoinaf. Before the anger builds up, you get the king before he starts getting angry. So Rabbi Itzel Petterberger asked the question. Itzel Glaser, you know where Itzel Glaser was? Everybody know that was? Itzel Petterberger. Okay, it was the opened up Yeshiva Slobodka with the altar of Slobodka. He was later the head of the Kovner Kollel. Later came and moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he died in 1907. He lived on Rehov Strauss. That's Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, the pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Itzel Glaser. So he asked the Kasha. He said, I understand that the king goes in first for the din. But he says, what about everybody else? You have a whole Klal Yisrael. How do you figure out the order of who goes in first? So he gave him a mashal. So when you go into a bank, and you want to get online for the bank. So what do? You take a ticket. Everybody takes a number. So this is the same way here. It says if you want to get online, being first to get it easier, you got to get online. You got to start the hachana for Rosh Hashanah. The people who start their hachana earlier, they're the ones who get to get in earlier to get in for the din. So the earlier you start in Elul, and the more we start thinking about Rosh Hashanah, the better off we are for a lot of reasons. So with that, if it isn't in the air, we're going to bring it in the air. We're going to have to talk a little bit about it, Rosh Hashanah, before we do anything else. So let me ask you some questions. We all know that Rosh Hashanah is considered the Yom HaDin. Interesting. But in the Torah, it's not described that way at all. The Torah doesn't tell us much about Rosh Hashanah, except Yom Teruah Yeh Lachem. It's the day when we blow shofar. But the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah as being a Yom HaDin doesn't say that anywhere. How did Chazal know that? On what basis do they make that assumption that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Do they have a Maseret? Maybe. But I think we're going to see it's a little more simpler than that. There's something else interesting about Rosh Hashanah. It's not like all the Yomim Tovim. There's a feature that repeats itself again and again and again in the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. We start, Maloyech al kol olam kuloi, b'chvoydecha. We say in the bracha, and all Yomim Tovim we finish, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'yom ha, whatever it is, help me out, guys. Mekadesh Yisrael, v'hazmanim. Thank you. And suddenly, on Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole new phrase there. Melech al kol aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, right? What's that melech al kol aretz? Melech, melech, melech. Everything is melech. Hashem melech, Hashem malach. So malchus is the dominant theme on Rosh Hashanah. These two factors, melech, din, these are not just coincidental. It's basic to the whole idea. What does Rosh Hashanah represent? What is Rosh Hashanah? What do we say and we actually mention in davening? What does it signify? What is it historically? What is Rosh Hashanah? No? Help me out. First day of the year. First day of the year, more than that. It's the creation of the world. It's the birthday of the world. I remember in my English machzor once upon a time, I see today is the birthday of the world. Do you ever find a birthday anywhere in Torah? Paro, interesting. Paro is the birthday. What did Paro do on his birthday? Party. He had a party, that's true. What else did he do on his party? Well, some he threw in jail. No, he did two things. He brought some back. Some didn't end up so well. In other words, Paro, on his birthday, that's what he was doing. He was basically engaged in a din, deciding who was for and who was against, what fit in and what didn't. Malchus da'arak, malchus da'arakia. There's a combination here. There's a dimion. We're seeing something. The same idea of what Paro did, in a certain sense, is what the Malchus Shemayim is about also. Every year, when this time comes around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits as the Melech. Think of him as the CEO of his corporation. And he sits down and he begins to look at his Bria, at his creation, and evaluate his various Brias. Who fits in? Who doesn't fit in? How they fit in? How to fit them into his Bria? That's essentially what Rosh Hashanah is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting as a Melech. He's sitting as the CEO, and as any business would. A Rosh Yeshiva, every year when the Yeshiva comes around, it doesn't always have to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. Usually a Yeshiva opens a few months before, that's when you think about it. But every year when that time comes around, the end of the year, before the beginning of the year, you think also about your different Rebbeim, how this work out, how that work out. That essentially is what is happening on Rosh Hashanah. What's the measure by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this decision? What's it based on? So, we need to understand a few things. Number one, you know, it's interesting, there's a Chazal have a drasha. L'David Hashem, Oiri v'Yishi. Oiri is a Rosh Hashanah. Yishi is a Yom Kippur. Now, the Yeshua of Yom Kippur, I understand. It's Yeshua, Kapara, Gevaldik. Rosh Hashanah is Oiri. When we think of Rosh Hashanah, we get very scared, don't we? It's the Yom Adin. It's almost, pardon the mashal, but it's almost like a selectia. You know, you think of the selectias, you know, this one to the left, this one to the right. It's scary. It's pachad. It's choshech. It's not or. Why is Rosh Hashanah described as an or? So I'll tell you why. See, the Melech in Rosh Hashanah, when he's sitting down to make these evaluations, he's not a Melech of punishment. This is not a din of, you are a bad boy, you get punished. That's not what it's about. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives punishments, he's doing it l'teva seinu. He's doing it to help us out, to try to set us on the right path, to guide us where we need to go. If anything, it's all about tikkun. It's all about how to help us. Ein lecha or gadol mizeh. In a sense, it's wonderful. It's a din that you can't really fail at. Because if you're supposed to get punishment, magia lecha. And you need it. You need it in order to get better. Rosh Hashanah, in fact, is one of the greatest things we have. Because if we didn't have Rosh Hashanah, we'd never stop and pause and ask ourselves, where are we going? We'd just go right downhill for the rest of our lives and would never think about it. It's a moment we take stock and we think about, where are we going? Who are we? What are we doing? It's the greatest chesed Hashem could have given us. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch was sitting down and evaluating the Bria. He's evaluating the Bria as, what is the tachlis of the Bria? Did I put down a machzor here before? Oh, there it is. He's going through the Bria, through the creation, and going through each person. Every single person has a role to play in Briyas HaOlam. You have a tachlis. Are you fulfilling your tachlis? If chas v'shalom you're not, someone else has to step in and fill that in. Everybody has something to do. And this din, Rabbi Sai, is not short-sighted. We say in Zichroinos, Atah zoicher ma'asei olam u'foiked kol yitzuri kedem. We go back in the past. It's historical. Hashem is looking at it through the entire history. Where does everybody fit in? Where do we all fit in? So this is the Yesod of Rosh Hashanah. This is what we are confronting. We are confronting something that is basically the Teva Seinu. But on the other hand, it's very scary. Now, why is it scary? What's scary about it is this. The judgment basically comes down to us. You know, we use a term all the time, tshuva. Tshuva is a very scary word. How do I do it? Where do I start? Where do I begin? So I want to spend a moment for just a couple of minutes to talk about what I think is the secret of tshuva. And I really mean that, the secret of tshuva. And give you kind of a game plan of where to go with this tshuva thing and maybe what to think about as a hachana as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Am I here? No. Ein donenes ha'adam, ela lefi ma'isav shel ois ha'shah. You don't don on a person except according to his actions at that given time. Shenemar ki shomer lokim el kerel hanar ba'asher husham. Hashem heard the crying of Yishmael. And the Poshib Shad is, he didn't look at Yishmael as this evil person who was going to grow up and do all kinds of Averas. He saw a baby who hadn't done any Averas yet. And therefore, Yishmael was worthy of Rachmanus. But there's an interesting Rabbeinu Chananel here. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Omar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Mahaikra, the same idea is learned from another source. Imzach ve'yosher, if pure and straight hayisa ain't ksiv kan, it doesn't say if you were pure and upright. Ela imzach ve'yosher ato achshuv. We look at you now, not what you were, but what you are now. It's very different. The Gemara is talking about the future, pashtus. We don't look at the future, the averas you're going to do. We look at you now. Rabbeinu Chananel says the same idea is expressed in the Yerushalmi, which talks about the past. We don't look at what you were, we look at what you are. Perish. And with this perish, I'm going to answer a question. Tshuva, as we all know, can help in Oyin Shei Shemayim. It cannot help in Oyin Shei Beis Din. If a person, Chas V'Shalom, did in a vera, which is Mechayev Malkus or Misa, you can do all the tshuva in the world. Beis Din will paskin that a person is Chayev Misa or Malkus. What's the difference? The difference is the following yesod. Beis Din paskins al pi what you did. The action you did is in the past, you did it, and you're going to pay for it in Beis Din. Tshuva cannot reverse the past. It can't change an action you did in the past and make it go away. You did it. But guess what? When it comes to Hashem, He has a whole different look. He doesn't look at what you did. He looks at what you are. Ba'asher hu sham. He looks at who you are. If you did an avera, it's a statement about who you are. You're that kind of person. You're someone who's liable to do an action like that. So guess what you have to do? You have to change who you are. You have to look in a mirror, examine yourself, examine who you are, find all the issues, weed them out, and purify yourself. That, on the one hand, sounds incredible. But on the other hand, it's possible. It still sounds amazing. It sounds wild. What am I to do? Where do I start? So I'm going to give a little game plan here. Get you all kind of scared in a way. But don't worry, it's going to get better. You know, we said before Rosh Hashanah is all about Malchus, Melech, the king, the Melech. A Melech has avodim. on Rosh Hashanah, we're told, the Gemara tells us, Imru lefane malchias kedei shetamlucheni aleichem, should make me the melech over you. When you have a melech has avadim. We are oivdei Hashem. Think for a minute. It's kind of scary when you do this. Think for a minute at how many things we do during a day. Think for a second, guys. It's scary. Where we make cheshbonis based on what's good for ourselves, what pleases us, and not what pleases Him. Every one of those actions is, in a sense, pardon the expression, a mered b'malchus. We are not acting as the avodim we're supposed to be. The avos, who are the epitome of avodim, Chazal tell us that there wasn't a tnua, they didn't move a finger without thinking, is this what the melech wants? How far away are we from that? Everything that we do, talking to myself also, guys, like any good Baal Musar, how many times do we think, what I'd like to do, what I want to do, what's good for me, what I'd like. And how many times are those decisions misnaged, deep down we realize, to what Hashem wants? Those are the kind of issues that need to be addressed this time of year. And they can be in all kinds of areas. They can be in getting up in the morning. Am I a little lazy in getting up? Do I get up for davening? When I daven, do I think about what I'm saying? When I'm talking to Hashem in the middle of davening, is my mind someplace else? Is there a mered b'malchus gadol mizeh? You're talking to the king and your head's over there? This is what we need to think about this time of year. And as daunting as the task seems, let me tell you something. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, and others have said, it's true. For so many of us, when we begin to evaluate that, it gets scary. Our taivas are very great. And when we begin to see that, ooh, it hurts. Where do I start? Where do I begin? So my Rebbein told me something. When it comes this time of year of Elul, we have to start making what we call kabbalas. We have to start thinking to ourselves, look, you know, I do this until now. These two, three things, even one thing, I'm going to do better from now on. I'm going to do something. I'm going to want to improve myself in some way. And this is important. You know, there's a halacha on Aseres Yemei Tshuva that it's a person, even though the whole year he's not makbin and pasakum, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you have to be makbin and pasakum. What's going on? Like all of a sudden, new chumra? And in fact, what's going on with El? Are we trying to fool Hashem? Are we trying to behave in a wonderful way and fool Hashem into thinking we're better than we are? It's more than that. You know, when a boy and a girl goes out on a date, I don't know if we have guys in the dating points of their lives. You know, I know from my daughters, a girl takes about 2 hours to get ready for a date. Did you know that? I don't know if you realize that. Boys, a little bit less to put on the tie, maybe they take a shower. I know that a lot of boys will like to go out during the 3 weeks because they don't look so good. You know, they have their beards maybe are coming out. But lemaisa rabbeisai, in the end of the day, as good as they're going to look on a date, everybody knows that that's not really who they are. They don't walk around all day in ties and jackets, and they don't walk around all day right after a shower, and the girls certainly don't walk around with their hairs, wherever they are, however they're set up, all their hairstyles. That's for the date. But you know what? If you didn't show up for the date like that, what a statement. What a statement. You know, it's like you don't care. You're not really makshivit. The same thing, Rabbi Yisai, with Rosh Hashanah. If, when the chips are down, when we're about to have our moment, when we're going to step before a Kaddish Baruch Hu, if we can't put our act together, if we can't at least behave for 2 weeks like VIP Jews, for 2 weeks, we've had, during the course of this drasha, we went from Yud Tes to Chaf, 10 days left. If we can't find it in ourselves to improve, that when we meet Hashem, he's going to look at us and say, well, if that's the way you are, then, so I see you're not really machshav me very much. When you're having your rendezvous with Hashem, you came to visit me, I came to see you. We're having our meeting in Rosh Hashanah. It's not important enough to you. So then Hashem says, I see that's not really who you are. And the truth is, if you improve yourselves and you do something for these 10 days, you're really saying to Hashem, this is really who I am. I want to be like this. This is who I really want to be. It's true. My taivas are holding me back. I can't be who I want to be. But at least, Hashem, I'm telling you, I want to be on your team. Help me. Help me in some way. Bring me closer to you. Kirvas Elokim. I want to be closer. This is who I want to be. And that's the schus that a person can have in Rosh Hashanah. And Amir Tzashem be included in his bria in a very special way. Remember, everything is paskin in Rosh Hashanah. Mizaynoisu shalom tzuvin loy. They're all paskin in Rosh Hashanah. How much money are you going to earn for the year? What you're going to have? What kind of chavrusas will you have in yeshiva? Will you have a successful year? Or will it be not an unsuccessful year, but a more difficult year? It may be harder. Each person Hashem is looking at, what do you deserve? Where do you belong? That's really the big din on Rosh Hashanah. And fellas, you know, I don't know how many of you have noticed, I had the pleasure, I would say, or I don't know what to say, it wasn't much of a pleasure, it was an experience, of speaking about the Likui Levana that we had a couple of years ago. If you remember, we had a Likui Levana, it was a red Levana, and I mentioned the Gemara in Sukkah, which talked about that it's a din for Klal Yisrael. And 3 days later, the stabbings began. You saw now, Rabbi Isai, there was a Likui Chama in America. That portends evil for Umas Olam. You see in America, the incredible, just a few days later, all of the disastrous, the different storms and all these things that are happening. Draw from that. Take a mooner from that. And we're getting closer. You can see the events in the world are happening fast. You can see the war, talk of war is in the air. We know that Chazal tell us that on Sukkot, Gog Magog breaks out. That's why we lay in that parasha on Sukkot. And I'll tell you something else. In all the 8 years, all the events that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael all happened in 8 years. Avraham Avinu was born, who knows when? No? 1948. Yetzias Mitzrayim was in? 2448. Came into Eretz Yisrael? 2488. Korban HaBayis, 338. 410 years later, what is that? 3748 was the Korban HaBayis Sheni. I don't know if you're at Tzioni, 1948. Tavshin Ches was the establishment of the state. And as events occurred in history in the 8 years. So Tavshin Ches is coming. Who knows? We don't know. It's a year that who knows what can be. So we have to be meichin, we have to repair ourselves, we have to make changes in our lives. And don't think it's impossible. Because there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that screams to us, you can do it. Everybody can do it. A good geben shtyar. Should have a kaddish brachos mali all year at Sinai's. We should all be zeiche to have a tshuva shlema and be miskarev to a kaddish brachos. Nu v'chein lamar. Amen.